Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 24th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 2.25 cents at 657.25. July wheat down 12 cents at 662.25. July beans down 3.5 cents at 1522.75. Geese corn was down 6.25 cents at 640.25. But November beans were the one thing that was higher, really. Up a penny and 3/4 at 1362.25. The meal wound up closing just over $4 at 400.20, and the oil was down 36 ticks at 65.13. Bean oil under pressure here as India's locked down, and demand for palm oil and soy oil is certainly backing off from these higher prices. Again, I think it's going to be pretty tough for July oil to take out the high end of May contract anytime soon. That put a little bit of pressure on the beans. We did rally the beans, you know, put 20 cents off of last night's lows. We actually traded higher for a few seconds. But again, I just don't see anything friendly out here. The long-term forecasts, yes, are hot and dry. But in the near term, we're looking at very moderate weather. Plenty of rains around. The areas that haven't gotten rains look to get them in the next 5 days. We're going to cool off. They're talking about heat on the East Coast, but for most of the Midwest, we're in the 80s for the next couple of days, and then we drop down. Like Chicago is going to be in the mid to high 60s for a couple of days, and then back up into the 70s again. So, you know, we just don't see any major problems with any of the weather issues. The export inspections this morning were nothing to write home about. 1.73 on the corn was decent, but pretty much as expected. Wheat was decent at 574. The beans were lousy at 194. We'll see what crop progress says tonight. Again, they're looking for corn plantings, you know, 83 to 90% in that range. Beans, I would say 63 to 78 in that range. Again, I just don't see any problems out there. Egypt did take 340,000 metric tons of Romanian wheat. Even the Russians lost out. They were had some offers in there. The U.S. obviously not competitive out here. It was the second day we haven't seen any exports. So I just, you know, I don't see where the bull argument comes from. I guess people just want to buy the breaks in here, which is what helps rally this market on any given day. But, you know, I don't see it. We've got the fund short wheat. We're only long after today about 30,000 contracts of meal. They could quickly turn that around. And then I think would come the beans and then maybe the corn. So I think between now and the end of June, we could put some pressure on these markets. So, you know, I hope you've done some marketing at these higher levels. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.